Hey everyone, welcome back to Training Camp. Got a couple of special guests. It's Bruce Murray and Rich Gannon from SiriusXM NFL Radio doing their show from Vikings Training Camp here in Mankato. We're here every day. We see everything every day. We got a fresh perspective. So here's what we're going to do. Bruce is the host of the show.
Wait, hold on 1 second. Can we stop?
Yeah.
I think you said Rich Gannon.
Yeah. Oh, I did?
Oh, sorry. And I thought it was a joke.
Yeah, that was the thing. I was like,
Freddie goes along with it. I'm like, wow, it looks like Rich Gannon.
I was waiting for the punchline.
Right. And then I realized there's no punchline coming.
Creature of habit.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Vikings Training Camp. Mike Wobschall here with a couple of special guests. It's Bruce Murray and Brady Quinn of SiriusXM NFL Radio doing their show from Vikings Training Camp. Now, we're here every day. You hear from us every day. These guys are the experts. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to hand the microphone to the host of the show, Bruce.
And you guys, thank you, Mike.
Take it away and tell us what you think of the Vikings.
All right, well, let me just say this. We've been coming here for a number of years. Brady, this is your first year here. And the last year that the Vikings will be in Mankato for training camp, I know that we will both miss coming up here as we move down closer to Minneapolis next year.
Very much so, although I'm not going to miss the weather if this is what we had to expect, because it's been a little bit more chilly than we expected today.
There's no question about it. We spent the day visiting with the Vikings, their head coach, many of the players, and I always say you come away very enthusiastic, but I also say with this team, there's a reason to feel that way after an 8-8 season last year when almost everything went wrong, and you see how far they've come from 12 months ago.
From playing in the NFL, every team talks about a Super Bowl at the beginning of the season. This team legitimately can say that, and they can mean it because of their defense, because of the continuity they have on offense, because of some of the additions they made in free agency and the draft. So I have high expectations for this team. I think it's going to be a very, very competitive NFC North, and I think they have the ability to take it all the way. They just have to go out and prove it to everyone that they can do it.
If I said to you, identify the thing that you're most interested in seeing how it develops, offensive line, backfield that doesn't include Adrian Peterson, includes two new faces, or a wide receiving core where we're waiting for Laquon Treadwell to catch more than one pass, what would you say is your biggest priority?
To me, it's the running game. That's kind of, it encompasses both the offensive line and the running backs, whether it's Murray or Cook or anyone else, McKinnon, on down the line, because if they have that balance, I think it's going to make the passing game that much more impactful, even with the guys they have, even if Laquon Treadwell, you know, doesn't take the step that we're hoping he's going to take. So because of that, I think the running game is really the most important piece of all that on offense.
Last thing, Mike Zimmer said he's happy playing the role of underdog. He wants to go unnoticed, and he thinks that many people are remembering this team from last year losing 8 of their last 11 as opposed to winning their first 5. Is this team going to start getting more buzz as we get closer to the season?
I think so. I think they're the ones that kind of look at the halfway mark, saying which team are you kind of projecting to all of a sudden kind of take off, maybe go on a run into the playoffs. This is the team that I expect to be doing that. I mean, we'll see how things start at the beginning of the season, but there's no chance they can face the adversities that they faced last year. And I think because of that, it'll only make them better for this year.
Yeah, I would keep you out here longer, but you're trying to play the tough guy role, pretending you're not cold, but you're freezing, so I'm going to get you out of here.
I appreciate that.
Thank you very much.